There is no difference between what the serpent did in the garden versus what the news media is doing every day to people who don't recognize what God said.
What you listen to and what you store in your heart will be the deciding factor in what you ultimately believe. Join Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar today as they reveal God's truth concerning faith, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Join me in welcoming again today Creflo Dollar to this studio and to this ministry. Creflo,
thank you.
There is no curse without a cause. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I just lost my job for nothing. No, baby. Now, there's no such thing as that. Mm-hmm. And you get brutally honest with yourself, not condemning yourself, but you look yourself in the face. And anything you're touchy about, there's fear behind it. Mm-hmm. Anything that, well, I don't like it when people call me fat. Well, you know why they call you that? It's because you're fat. and the reason that it causes problems on the inside of you is because your spirit's trying to tell you you're killing yourself with that fat on your body. You're hurting your heart, you're hurting your lungs, you're hurting your liver, and your spirit's rising up on the inside of you, but your flesh is trying to protect it because it don't care whether you die or not. Just feed me some more donuts. Mm-hmm. All of that is fear-based. Mm-hmm. All of it is based in that same area where a fear of not enough dope, fear of not enough food, fear of not enough sex, fear of not enough pornography, fear of the fleshy sin stuff. All of those things are blessing blockers. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into the root of this stuff, it'll kill you. Mm-hmm. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
You can't commit it without death affecting your spirit, your soul, and your body. You can repent of it instantly and stop the effect instantly and receive the cleansing of it, but you have to walk it out. Now, if you catch yourself being touchy, you're touchy about what they said about this, or touchy what they said about that, touchy about the way you look. I'm telling you right now, fear is functioning in your life, and you won't read the scriptures that say the drunkard and the glutton. You won't even read them. I don't like it when God says I'm fat. Mm-hmm. He's not calling you fat, baby. He's trying to save your life. Mm-hmm. And people that condemn you over it and cause that to rise up in you and you get all fussy and hurt about it, listen, that's not a good thing. The devil's using them to stir you. He's trying to kill you every way he can. But if you will judge yourself, if you will look yourself in the face and say, now listen, fatso, you are coming out of here. You get yourself by the ear. You quit petting your flesh. You quit sitting there saying, I don't know why. I'm just so unworthy. I'm just no good. Nobody loves me. Shut up!
Because you're expressing your fear.
Yes, you are.
You're expressing. When you get angry and go cussing somebody out, or when you feel sorry for yourself and start talking about all it, you're expressing your fear. You are providing the very evidence necessary to show you that fear is there. Faith is attached to your human born-again spirit like fear is attached to your flesh. The first time we saw first time we saw the flesh appear in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, we saw the flesh appearing when Satan spoke contradictory words. Now, fear and faith operate by the same spiritual laws, which means faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Fear comes the same way.
Yes,
fear
does.
Comes by hearing and hearing words that contradict God's word. The flesh is also thinking in line with a way of thinking that goes against the word of God. So they're married. They're tied in here. And when you go to Genesis chapter 3, you see the fall of man. You see the beginning of and the introduction to fear and the flesh and its purpose to try to get you away from the blessing into the curse. Every single time you operate in fear, you create debt. Something is going to be owed. Every time you operate in the blessing, you create excess. Excess of abundance of all that God intended and wanted you to have when he released words that release the blessing. You read it in the book of Genesis. He blessed them and he said.
And one of them's life and one of them death.
Yeah, one of them's life, one of them death.
Sin entered into the world and death by sin. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the other way around. Mm-hmm. Death didn't enter into the world and cause a man to sin.
Yeah.
The sin, he could have rebuked that sin. Yeah. She didn't have, he was standing there right there with her and he wasn't deceived. She was, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He should have butted in here and gotten between his wife and the devil and said, "Hey, who allowed you to come in here and talk anyway? Mm-hmm. I have authority over everything that breathes, eats, fins, swims, and flies. Now get out of here in the name of God Almighty." And I mean to tell you, that deal had been over with right then and turned around at her and apologized for her for not teaching her what he already knew. Mm-hmm. But when sin entered in, death was the effect. Mm-hmm. And it ain't ever changed, couple of them. But when God's word enters in, life is the effect.
Do you know he also placed a cap on sin? Death was the thing that curbed it. It can only go.
You know that's right.
It can only go so far, and now death cuts it off.
What if Hitler lived forever?
Yeah.
I don't even want that.
That's what I'm saying. You can only go so far before it's capped off. Now we're talking about winning in hard financial times. And the people that are watching the broadcast, what you have heard yesterday and today, these are answers. Please pay attention. Don't think, well, that, what does that have to do with me not having no money to pay my house note? Or what does this have to do with the job I need and all this? Listen, these are the roots to why nothing just happens. A curse causeless shall not come. Anything that happens in our life, back up, there is a reason, there is a path that one had to walk in order to arrive at that particular place. Good, bad, whatever, nothing just happens.
I'm thinking here, as well as I do, that people's financial problems didn't begin when the economy of the nation, the so-called economy of the nation, began to crater.
Mm-mm.
No, it was because the people were in financial trouble that the government's finances cratered. Mm-hmm. They're not in trouble because the government's financials cratered. The government's finances cratered because they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. They've been in trouble all the time because they wouldn't listen to God. The politicians don't listen to God. And the people didn't listen to God.
And so when you don't do that, you reach this cap. And all of a sudden, it crumbles.
That cap came when God spoke to that tower on that plane out there in Nimrodville or whatever Nimrod and them had called that place. But he changed his name and called it Babel. Confusion. And it never could get any higher. The tower went up so far and died. The city went up so big and died. Governments since then have gone up so big and died. Why? Because it got to. Nobody is going to get all their needs met all their life, all time without God.
That's right.
You can't
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
And that's what they're
it
trying
will
to
not
do.
Happen.
There that's is. What the government's trying to do. Yeah. It's what Rome tried to do. Yeah. It's what Greece tried to do. The whole Babylonian system has been going on ever since Nimrod stirred that mess up out there because he wanted to be a god himself. Well, the devil had him stirred it. Mm-hmm. But God's way of doing things has been here all the time. Mm-hmm. The faith way, the love way, the pure way. You do it His way, ain't got no cap on it.
Yes, sir.
It's just more, not abundant, abundant.
Uh-huh. More than what you can ask or think.
And you said something about Genesis 3 about
Genesis
2 hours
3.
Ago.
Yeah. Genesis 3, it really gives us a foundation and a basis for what we're talking about and gives some explanation and understanding to how to win and what we need to turn around to win in the midst of these hard financial times that the world's experiencing, but the church should not yield to it. Remember, you're satisfied. You're alive. You are satisfied. You are satisfied in the midst of famine. So you're in the midst of it in your secret place, satisfied. I don't care what it looks like. Well, you don't understand. I lost my job. You're satisfied. We're faith people. You're satisfied. You don't say I'm unemployed. You're satisfied. You worked for God when you worked at that company. And now that the company closed down, you still work for God. Remember what Brother Copeland said last week? We're satisfied in the midst of famine.
You know what? If you weren't satisfied before you lost your job, that's the reason you lost your job.
Yeah.
Our satisfaction doesn't come from the money, the car, the job. None of that. If it did... If you have to have that job to be satisfied, then your problem is the love of money and things.
Yes, yes.
That's materialism. Material things, using material things to satisfy spiritual problems. That's materialism. Not having a lot of things, that's not materialism. Materialism is using those things to satisfy those things only Jesus and His Word can satisfy.
That is so good. And the world has it turned completely around.
I got it. Yeah. Well, Jesus said that. He said the Gentiles, the people without God, are seeking what to eat, what to wear, what to drink. Well, you could go on with that. You could have made the whole list. Where to live, what to drive, and on who to marry. The whole business, they seek it. 75th Psalm said, behold, the ungodly, they gather up riches unto themselves. Well, then it says in the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So Jesus said, don't seek the stuff. Because the stuff don't satisfy, the food doesn't satisfy the hunger, and the car don't satisfy what your wants or whatever. Seek first the blessing, the kingdom of God. Seek first the blessing, then all these things are added to you. You can say it like this. You seek first the blessing, and all these things will immediately head your way. They'll be added to you. But now listen to what your man of God here said. If you get it by seeking it, you're going to wind up owing something for it. You'll owe some guy, some woman, some bank. You'll owe some favor. You'll owe something. You can't do that without being in debt to the devil somehow or another, and he's going to call you note due one these days. Now, on the other side of this is this. The world, the Gentile, the natural person, thinks he's blessed if he's rich. But in the kingdom of God, we're rich because we're blessed.
Amen.
The blessing, see, when I realize that the blessing of Abraham is mine,
yes,
then I'm already rich. It's just a matter of the time that it takes for that stuff to get it from over there to over here. Because it's already mine, and and the blessing will cause it to come here.
That's it.
Genesis what?
Genesis who? Cousin Genesis. Who is Genesis?
You know what we set out to do yesterday?
Praise.
Let's just stop and praise
Lord,
God.
We just give you praise. We thank you that we're winning right now, God. We're winning
right now.
In fact, if anybody asks you how you're doing, tell them I'm winning.
I'm winning and I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And doing well. Thank you very much.
Yes. Verse 1.
Oh, man.
Says, now the serpent was more subtle or crafty than any of any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Questioning her. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now watch this. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Stop right there. God said you're going to die. God said you're going to surely die. The serpent now introduces words that contradict God's word. Now, there is no difference between what the serpent did in the garden versus what the news media is doing every day to people who don't recognize what God said. Now, we go all the way back to, if you don't consciously understand what's going on, then you will unconsciously make decisions to operate in the curse. Words that contradict. God says, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory through and by Christ Jesus. News media says, it don't look like your needs are going to be supplied. They just laid off 22,000 more people here. That other person just lost their job. Doom's coming to your house. Get ready. Wait a minute. What did God say? God's words produce the blessing in the lives of people who receive it. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. Fear cometh by hearing, hearing words that contradict God. And the people that hear the word of God and receive the faith by it will operate in the blessing of it. People who receive contradictions to the word of God will receive the fear of it, and they will begin to operate in the curse of it. The same exact thing. So what you are hearing about your situation, is it based in the word, based in faith, based in the blessing, or are you hearing the word that contradicts God's word? Now, that goes back to something else. How will you know what is written if you hadn't read what is written? How are you going to be able to say it is written and you don't know what is written?
That's right.
So you're going to have to get in the word of God to find out what God had to say about the situation.
And let the word fight its own fight.
Yes,
you're not going to fight God's fight.
Amen.
Let the word fight its fight.
We've been in some fights together, and every fight I've had the privilege of being in with you, the first thing we did was said, all right, the Bible says this. The word of God says this. Here's what the word has to say about this. All right, we're going to stand on this scripture here in Isaiah. We're going to stand on this one right here. This is what this says right here. What are we doing? We are gathering our weapons together.
You're arming yourself.
Yeah, we're arming ourselves with what we're going to use to fight and to win this battle. But we're also arming ourselves with the blessing. When we choose to arm ourselves with these weapons, we also choose to be supported by the blessings
of God.
Dear
God, I just saw you. Boy, you said something right there.
Because of those words. Words.
The helmet of salvation is not the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
The blessed plate of righteousness is not the blessing.
Part of it.
It's part of the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
My loins girt with the truth is not the blessing. Mm-hmm. It's part of the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
My feet shod so that I can walk in the power of God with the preparation of peace of the gospel is not the blessing. It's part of the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Ah, but you get fully dressed, Bubba.
You're blessed.
You're blessed. Then you're blessed. Man, yeah. The blessing is active when you get all the parts working together.
Yeah.
Man, if the right hand don't get you, the left one will. If the left foot don't get you, the right one will.
Yeah.
You stand around here very long, you're going to have to face my angel.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to face my God, man.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. It's a blessing hat it's on.
I don't, man, I can't stand this playing along. Woo! Glory to God, yes! Amen!
You know, we can win, but we can't win without the blessing. And anybody that's trying to win without the blessing, you're entering into some type of
expanded curse. I don't know what it is. It's blessing deferred.
It's some fabricated victory.
Yeah.
That and anything fabricated, like fabricated manhood, is really the the vision that you want people to see about yourself.
There's one word for that, brother. Fraud.
Fraud. That's what it is. And when winning becomes a fraud, you ought to be convinced that the blessing is the only thing that can give you the authentic. The blessing is the only thing that can give you authentic victory.
Oh, that's it, man.
It's a delayed failure, isn't it? It's this impression that, that you're winning and you're not.
Jesus said like this, if you were successful at everything you intended to do and you gained the whole world, what would it profit you and you lose your soul?
Yeah.
It's still finally failure.
Yeah.
You cannot do it.
Yeah.
It is an impossibility.
Yeah.
You cannot win or be successful without God.
Mm-hmm.
For without the blessing who is God,
mm-hmm.
you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But with him, hey, we're not without him, man.
Yes, sir. The curse is a false blessing.
That's what it is.
It's a false blessing. It is designed somehow to string you along, making you think that that little one little good thing that happened or that little thing happened. And like you said, with the armor, those are just pieces. But when you get fully dressed, what do you really have on? It may look like you have on armor until I stick you with a sword and you find out it was cardboard. Now you're dead because you had on something that looked the part.
Fraudulent.
Yeah, it was fraud.
Phony.
I'll
tell you one thing, Brother Creflo. Underneath all of that phony tinsel, there's some real tinsel. Now, that's what you get in the world. No. It's the real thing, man.
Yeah.
It is the real thing.
And I believe this is where we have to focus. We are believers. We believe the word of God. We operate in the kingdom of God. Our objective should not allow ourselves to come down off this high place, to come down to this lower place, and to try to talk to somebody who just, they are determined not to believe, and they are determined to operate in the curse, and they are determined not to believe our God or to have anything to want to do to our God. Now, it's available if you want it, man. And if you want it, I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. But, I mean, just like you look at me like I'm out of my mind, I'm looking at you like you don't even realize what's going on, do you? You are blind, and you don't know it. And this is the part where the blessing and the anointing on our lives gives us the ability to have sweatless victory.
Now, baby, let me tell you something. You can be. I've seen you this whole broadcast. Bless your heart. You can be the woman that you know down inside you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay overweight and obese. You don't have to stay sick, and you don't have to stay broke, and you don't have to stay lonely, and you don't have to stay single, and you don't... Hey, Jesus is here for you.
Amen.
You can be the man that God called you to be. You can be the husband that you know you ought to be. I don't care if you're sitting in a jail cell somewhere for beating the daylights out of your family. You don't have to be that man anymore. You don't have to be that woman anymore. Why? Because Jesus is here and he is available. Amen. You're blessed if you just receive it.
Amen.
And Creflo and I'll be back.
Amen.
In just a moment.
Do you feel like you've been waging a losing battle in the midst of hard times? Unfortunately, many people say yes to this question, but you can shout no. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The teaching series by Creflo Dollar titled Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you come to the realization that you can win the battle.
How do you become a winner in hard times? Turn the news media off.
You don't need that information. You need this information.
Christians will be sought after for answers. Winning in hard financial times will help you have the answers. Don't be bound by the world's financial situation. Be among those who hold the solutions to life's dilemmas today. To order your copy of Creflo Dollar's teaching series, Winning in Hard Financial Times, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $25. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of Winning in Hard Financial Times and learn to prosper regardless of the economic climate.
Now, the name and title of Creflo's new CD DVD series is not Getting Through Hard Times. It is not How to Survive when Hell Comes. No, that surviving, getting through, that God never intended for you to get through until heaven came. The Word says you can have days of heaven on the earth. This is winning in hard financial times. Not just for you. Not just on the account of you. The winning this battle against fat and obesity wasn't just because of me looking good in my clothes, Creflo. Yeah. It was for I could be healthy. My last physical, I am 72 years old. My last physical was a better physical than it was 10 years ago. Just a few weeks ago, my last physical was bad, and I was considered in good health. My pilot's physical was fine and all of that. But now 10 years later, and I'm old, 10 years older, and in better physical condition. Yeah, and I'm 30-some-odd pounds lighter, too, praise God. So the whole thing is going for the whole victory, praise God. Not I'm just paying my bills when everybody else is having a hard time. I'm helping them pay their bills. And I'm preaching the gospel to them all at the same time. I'm just telling you, I'm so excited over all of this and hardly standing. Get in the Southwest Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, August the 3rd through the 8th. Get your faith on the line. Brother Copeland, I haven't got a job. How am I going to get there? Shut up and pray. Amen. Sow some seeds. Sow something. Tithe something. Go through the house. Find an old busted something and sanctify it and give it to God. Take buttons off of your shirt. Do something. Tithe something and you'll be there. And you can totally immerse in this thing.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen. What a good day we've had today. Can't wait till we get there tomorrow. Until then, this is Creflo and Kenneth reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow in faith and encourage you with the love of God every day. For more information, visit our website at kcm.org.